Joining us now on the Fifth Quarter Show is Chris Conley, coach of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. Last Saturday, Sweet Springs played University Academy and came out with a 52-0 win. Coach, talk briefly about that win over University Academy last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I really want to tip it to our kids. You know, University Academy, they're a pretty physical football team, and they got a lot of athletes. And, you know, we rose to the challenge last week. You know, they got us last year at home, and, you know, our kids wanted to, you know, repay that favor and played a pretty good football game. Offense played really well. Defense played outstanding. And, you know, we do those little things right. We came away with a big W.
Let's move on to this week. This week you went to play Lincoln. Lincoln Cardinals are one of the top teams in Class 1. I think they're coming off of a Show Me Bowl appearance last year. Coach, you were in the game at halftime, down 28-12. Lincoln pulls away in the second half for a 49-12 win. You know, but it sounds like you were in the game in the first half. What went well for you in the first half tonight?
You know, we did pretty well running the football. They made some adjustments. It was 14-6 in the first quarter. I believe they scored again, and we scored. They make the score, and then the next put one more in on us late in the second quarter. But yeah, we ran the ball pretty well in the first half. It was our quarterback and our big fullback, Cole Leverkamp. He had some nice runs in there, and then they made some adjustments in the second half. You know, like any good football team does, and you know, put the clamp on us. And you know, we had some trouble moving the football in the second half. At times, we had some drives, but nothing that cashed into points and, you know, turnover on downs.
Yeah, and Lincoln, from what I remember, you know, they can beat you throwing the ball and they can beat you running the ball as well.
And you're exactly right. But here's an interesting stat. We have not given up a rushing touchdown this year. It's interesting. And that was, you know, one thing we were really worried about. But we did a pretty good job stopping the run, and you know, we did some things defensively. We thought we'd give us a chance. You know, you try to put pressure on Beeman, make him roll to his left, things like that. But he's a real deal, man, and he hit some run. He hit some nice passes with pressure, rolling to his left, rolling to his right. He was really, really impressive, and he hit some nice passes and tight coverage. You know, they are the real deal.
Yeah, and. You know, to your credit, so far this year, you say your run defense has been really good. That's going to allow you to stay in a lot of games this year, I think.
Oh, absolutely. You know, not too many teams can sling the ball like Lincoln, nor have the athletes that Lincoln has. And it's definitely one of our strengths, is stopping the run. And like you said, it keeps us in a lot of football games, I believe. And you know, I just got to tip my hat to Lincoln. You know, our kids, you know, we didn't back down from them. They played really, really hard, and Lincoln made some plays at the end of the day. I don't know how many plays were a fingertip away, or we would touch the football and they'd catch it and go 30 yards for a touchdown. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, I tip my hat to Lincoln, you know. The thing that I noticed, too, is they were a lot more physical. In person, then, you know, sometimes the tape don't really give you, you know, a good feel for a team, but they were a lot more physical in person than they looked on tape.
Having coached against the Greyhounds for the past 13 years, Sweet Springs is always one of the most physical teams in the I-70 for you. So for you to say that, you know, that just shows how physical Lincoln is up front. Next week, you guys host the Santa Fe Chiefs. Santa Fe comes into that game 2-3. They've been playing better the last couple weeks. You guys are 2-0 in the I-70. Talk a little bit about that game next week.
Yeah, you know, Santa Fe, you know, they got beat up a little bit earlier in the year. I think they had some key pieces to the puzzle not playing. And you know, they got a fullback that's really athletic and runs really, really hard. Quarterback, he's a great athlete. And the Ballinger kid, I mean, you know, he's like a ball magnet. You know, it's like anytime something bad happens with the football. So, you know, they got some athletes and our quality football team that, you know, we're going to have to bring it to next Friday at home, because they surely will.
Coach, I think you're one of the better class one teams in the area. You know, have you had a lot of success running the football this year? I imagine you have a pretty physical offensive line.
We do. We returned four offensive linemen and our full backfield back from a team that won two playoff games and went to the district championship last year. They're a pretty seasoned bunch, and you know, like you said earlier, I would consider ourselves a pretty physical football team, and that was a pretty physical football game tonight. And you know, we're gonna have to lick our wounds a little bit and get ready to play. But I think that last year and years past, we've had a pretty physical football game with Santa Fe. So I would expect nothing less this Friday night.